Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Shop, click, drive at robertsrobinson.com.
We've got a busy week, which will be the first week of August right in front of us. The first football game will be played on Thursday night. That's right, the Hall of Fame game between the Jets and the Browns. And, of course, we've got all the drama in D.C. with Devin Archer, the former business partner of Hunter Biden, set to testify in front of Republicans and Democrats on this Monday in a closed-door, four-hour session where apparently Republicans will get an hour, then Democrats get an hour, then Republicans get an hour, and Democrats get an hour, and we're going to get a transcript later in the week. There will be no televised portion of this. Will there be leaks on the testimony today? It is impossible to tell exactly what will happen when Devin Archer, who's been in hiding, by the way, the past couple of weeks after receiving death threats, he's been in hiding in advance of his testimony. And it was a wild weekend. If you were busy doing other more interesting and fun things than following everything going on in the swamp in D.C., on Saturday, the Department of Justice sent a letter to Devin Archer and his attorneys telling him to schedule and go to federal prison. This dates back to a 2018 case where he was allegedly part of some conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. It is 5 years old, and they sent him a letter remanding him to set up a time and an appointment to go serve time at a federal prison. So they're basically intimidating the witness before he gets in front of Republicans on Monday, reminding him that we can jail you. Congress won't do that. We're the Department of Justice, and we're going to put you in a federal prison if we don't like what we hear out of this thing on Monday. This would be by far the most interesting thing to listen to. You have all these different hearings and testimony and things that you've seen over various issues. This would be the best one. It's also probably why it's behind closed doors. They're going to ask Devin Archer when he was in business with Hunter Biden and they were on speakerphone having calls to Burisma and the Chinese and companies abroad, and Joe Biden was president, did he take part in those conversations on the phone? We've seen the golf pictures where Devin Archer is playing golf with Hunter and Joe Biden. We know that in, at least in emails, they've referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. I think they will ask him today, did you ever refer to Joe Biden as the big guy? Then it is now on record and established that the big guy is Joe Biden. It would then become fact through this testimony. Remember, it is a serious crime to lie under oath to Congress, and that's what this will be on Monday, as it's the first real deposition. This is also something eventually Hunter Biden could be deposed to do, that he would have to come in and talk about all these things. There are more and more emails and text exchanges out there between Hunter Biden and Devin Archer. They were very, very, very close friends. I don't know how close they are today. I know there is one business associate of Hunter Biden that is completely estranged from the family, but I'm not sure that's Devin Archer. I'm not sure where he is or where his head is going into this thing. We all just assume that if he's getting threats and he feels insecure about what he's going to do, that he's about to say some stuff that's really going to hurt the Biden crime family. But until it actually happens, we don't know that. He may go in and say, I don't recall Joe Biden ever speaking on one of those calls. Maybe he was in the room. I think they should ask him point blank, did anybody you know of in any of your companies, because remember, we're talking about what they have about 15 or 17 different companies that they were funneling money from these different countries into. Did anybody, was there any payroll, was any money ever paid to the big guy? Did you write a check? Did anybody you know send money to the big guy? These are questions that he can clearly plead the fifth if he wants to. If he wants to protect the Biden family, he can sit right there and not answer. We have been led to believe that he is going to answer, that he's going to say some things. And maybe some of this information will leak Monday evening after it is all said and done. But until it happens, we just don't know. It's all basically, well, they would call it, I guess, circumstantial evidence, but we're smart enough people to know that when we see pictures of Joe Biden and Devin Archer playing golf together with Hunter, that they're all in business together. When we see Hunter on Air Force Two flying to China with his dad, and we now know they've made money from China and the Chinese government and Chinese companies, we know what that's about when he was vice president. It's not hard to connect all these dots. Sure, Joe Biden was simply in a position of power thinking it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want here. I'm going to get away with it because I've always gotten away with grifting money as a senator and as a vice president and probably now as president. Pretty, pretty substantial stuff here. I think it'll be really, really, really interesting to see what Devin Archer has to say. He's been relatively quiet and out of the news, and he's been in hiding the last couple of weeks. Basically, he's got a couple of homes in New York, and he's not been at either one of them. He's been in a little bit of fear. We don't know if those are hoaxes, whether that's real, what the intimidation is, but we do know this. The Department of Justice couldn't stand it that Devin Archer was coming in on this Monday to testify. They went ahead and tried to scare the bejesus out of him on Saturday as well with a demand letter that he report to federal prison for something from 2018. You can't make this up. This is more than a movie of the week, folks. This is an epic story that is just now beginning to unfold, and we'll see how it plays out with the Bidens. It's going to be a big week on this front. Again, I feel obligated to reiterate this every time I talk about these stories. Joe Biden is not popular. Democrats don't like him. We'll talk a little bit more about the No Labels Party and the third party candidacies and possibilities in just a moment. We're in a pretty good position right now. Where Joe Biden is kind of where you want him. You want him weakened, and you want him running. Remember, we're talking about him being another year older by the time the campaign really ramps up this time next year. When we're getting into the conventions and it's really ramping up, that's still a year away. Joe Biden is going to be another year older. I still just don't see how it's possible that he could run, that the Democrats won't do something different. But if he does, I guess wound him, but I don't think we want to give the knockout blow. You know, I think if this is a boxing match right now, you just want to be hitting the midsection a little bit, right? Maybe hit him with a couple jabs. You don't want that big knockout blow. I just don't think you want that. And Devin Archer maybe is set to do that. I think this will lead to an impeachment inquiry. I still don't think the Republicans should impeach, because I think it becomes demeaning and degrading, and it will look as pathetic and weak as what the Democrats did to Trump. Even though this is potentially real crimes we're talking about here, and not just a phone call to Zelensky. Very interested to see what Devin Archer says on this Monday. We will all be finding out. I mentioned the third party. We've got some local ties now to the No Labels Party, as Jay Nixon, former Democrat governor of Missouri, has joined No Labels. This is the one that Senator Manchin is putting together and is a collection of people that are both Democrats and Republicans that say they're right down the middle. They're not extreme left. They're not extreme right. And I'm actually okay with this. Even if this is where we're going in America, to a third party or whatever, I'm okay with that. I'm going to stay on the right and vote for right candidates. There's no question the way I'm going to vote. And I understand there's people on the left that are going to do what they do. But if there's a middle ground or something, it's only going to help conservatives. The middle ground is so much better, even for us conservatives, than it is for liberals. Like, most middle ground people are going to be, I would think almost any middle ground candidate is going to share a lot of the same things that we believe in about America that far left people do not believe. Middle ground people don't want to burn the Constitution. Middle ground people largely don't want to tear down statues and rewrite our history. Middle people don't really want CRT in schools. Middle people aren't out there espousing for gender-affirming care for 9-year-olds. They're not doing those things. Remember, most of the things that we espouse on the far right are doing nothing. Just leave it the way it is. We don't want to change the Constitution. We like it. We're not out there always looking to break everything down or change things. That's what they're doing. The middle ground would hold that off, even if a candidate somehow won. Would only take 35% for a No Labels candidate to win. Now, you can obviously figure the math on that. If there's three candidates in the race, you could potentially win the presidency with about 35% of the popular vote. If you won enough states, if it didn't become a constitutional battle or send it to the House and Senate to decide who the president's going to be because of the Electoral College. But Jay Nixon has joined the No Labels Party as their director of ballot integrity. So the No Labels Party has a lot of money. I think somebody said they have $45 million in the bank right now. That's a lot of money. Jay Nixon's a private lawyer. He's 67 years old. He was a couple of term governor in Missouri. He is largely the man that sent the University of Missouri to the SEC. That's what I will always remember Jay Nixon for. Jay Nixon moved Mizzou to the SEC. So Jay Nixon, as a Democrat, says he's not worried about the Democrats that are trying to stop him and the people that he's working with. And I'm assuming Jay Nixon's getting paid very well to join this outfit. As the director of ballot integrity, this is maybe the most important job they have. There are hundreds of millions of dollars in private organizations working on behalf of Democrats to keep no labels off the ballot. The goal is to be on 20 ballots this year. I assume the goal is for the other 30 states next year, before November of 24. Right now, no labels is already qualified in Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Oregon, and Utah. And I'll give you a couple of states there that are very important, Arizona being one of them. You throw a third-party candidate on the ballot in Arizona and Trump wins Arizona. If you throw one on in Colorado, he might win Colorado. Oregon, probably not. But we know outside of Portland, Oregon is very conservative. It gets very, very interesting if a third candidate is on the ballot. Where we really want them is Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. That's really where you want the third party candidate. Not sure I know exactly. Well, I do think I know exactly what these people are doing. I think they're making a lot of money doing this. They're building an organization that has millions and millions of dollars. So like all politicians, their hands in it somehow. So Jay Nixon isn't working for free and he's not running for anything. So he can take any salary that they're willing to pay him. Is Joe Manchin doing that at this point? I don't know. He's the co-founder, right? Or co-director. He should be getting paid. He's not a candidate. He's not running. That's not what it is. It's just a political organization and they get to pay staff so they can pay themselves while they're doing this thing. Jay Nixon said, I feel calm. I feel correct, unquote, doing this. So there are people that do want to be in the middle. There are Republicans like that as well. We saw this guy named Hurd attack Trump over the last few days. He seems like he wants to be a Republican in the middle ground. Maybe they should all bail. Maybe Hurd should go join the No Labels Party and run over there. I'm okay with that. Go for it. I think largely we're going to find that conservative Democrats are going to fill this void and run in this party. And Joe Manchin certainly would be a conservative Democrat. But the marketing and the money behind it, if Manchin was the candidate for the third party, all the Republican money at that point, there'd be no reason to attack Biden. People know about Biden. All the money then would just be to label him just another Democrat. That would help Democrats vote for him. You just label a third party candidate just another Democrat. Not quite as wacky as Joe Biden, but just another Democrat. And the more the Democrats hear that, the more they'll say, yeah, I don't think I'll vote for Biden. I'm going to vote for Manchin. He's been a Democrat for a long time and he's a good man. And there are a lot of things about Joe Manchin I like. A lot, including starting this third party, because this could punch a winning ticket for the Republicans. Pretty interesting. I think Dick Gephardt's also involved, former congressman from Missouri. I think he's involved in No Labels. It's gaining traction, but just to hear that it's on the ballot in places like Arizona and Colorado is exciting to me. Colorado's getting bluer and bluer and bluer, but I don't know. I think you put a third candidate in there and a lot of things can happen. I think Arizona's done. I think Trump would win Arizona anyway without a third-party candidate. But you put a third-party candidate in there, and I think that he would rock Arizona. Had a great chat last week with my man John Hutchins over at Amazing Garage Floors. He's got crews ready, man. They can get your job done quick right now. It is slowed down in the summer heat. Maybe it's the economy. I don't know what it is. But if you'd like to seal your concrete, your driveway, your sidewalk, or if you'd like to get that new garage floor you've always wanted, now is the time. They can get right on it at AmazingGarageFloors.net. Just call John or Heather over at 913-901-7139. They've got over 17 years in business. They're just the best they're the best anywhere. They really, really, really know what they're doing. Their crews are outstanding. They're often on the job themselves. And you're going to get a garage floor you could eat dinner off of. You could. It's a really, really great product. You've seen it. You've wanted it. Why wait? Call now. AmazingGarageFloors.net. 913-901-7139. Fry Orthodontics has 13 locations around the area. If you're looking to improve your smile, it doesn't matter what your age is. You always want your smile to look great. You need a little help with that. Invisalign may be for you. It's the same price as braces. A lot of times it's the best option for working adults, people that are around people. It's a little more private, a little less invasive. Friar Orthodontics, the only place we know that offers Invisalign for the same price as braces. Right now, you can get that great smile for life where your first appointment is free, and that is FryOrthodontics.com. There's an office near you, and your first appointment, as I mentioned, is free. Just call them or log on to FryOrthodontics.com. Mention KKHI, and the first appointment is free. They'd love to set you or your teenager up with a perfect smile for the rest of your life. And, of course, our friends at Window World, online at Windows Kansas City, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, raising money this summer. They have a $400,000 goal for Action for Autism. This is a wonderful organization that Window World helps every single year. We've been taking part in this. We're proud to support their cause in a meaningful way, and we're proud to be affiliated with Window World because they win customer satisfaction awards, they have lifetime warranties on their American-made products, and they offer 0% financing. Just doesn't get any better than that. Log on to WindowsKansasCity.com. Okay, I got a couple of tasty emails here that I received late last week. I always ask listeners, is it okay if I read your email? And then some of them will say, absolutely, just don't say my name. And some of them will say, yeah, go ahead and say my name, whatever. So I'm not, look, just first names here. And they may or may not even be the real first name. So we'll go with that. I got this one on Friday from Todd, and he's got four or five bullet points. He liked talking about the movie Sound of Freedom, Oppenheimer, electric vehicles, things of that nature. But this is where he got me at the end. As you know, if you listen to this podcast, my phobia is like stinging insects. Regular bees don't bother me. I hate wasps. The bumblebees aren't that bad. It's mostly wasps, okay? I hate them. And then this time of year, although it's raining again on this Monday, August is the month where we get these. I still don't even know what they are. We've always called them cicada killers, but when I Google cicada killer online, I see something that looks like a wasp, and it has little stripes around it, its stinger area, and they're nastier than regular wasps. They are actually called cicada killer wasps. They jump on a cicada or a locust, they sting them, poison them, and then I guess what, suck the blood out of them or something? I don't know, but they're nasty. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about something that's like the size of your pinky, or the thumb is the better analogy. They're cigar-shaped, and they're thick, and they're fat, and they're nasty, and they're so big and fat and nasty, they don't fly all that great. And they've got tiger stripes on them. They're almost orange, not gold. They love building nests in sand traps on golf courses, loose soil. So they're very similar to the cicada killer wasp, but these are not wasps, okay? Whatever these are nastier. And I don't even know if they sting, but I'm terrified of them. I hate them. Dude, my ball's in a sand trap and there's a nest of those things. That ball's staying there. I'm just taking a stroke, dropping, whatever. I don't care. I'm not going in there because sometimes there'll be like 30 of them buzzing around in a sand trap. No thanks. I'm not. I don't even know what they are. So I don't know exactly what Todd has here because I looked up cicada killer and a wasp comes up. And I don't know the difference between a regular wasp, a mud dauber, and I can't tell them all apart. They all look the same to me. But this dude is, Todd writes this beautifully. He says, Kevin, I've got holes under my front sidewalk where cicada killers have tunneled. I sprayed the potent wasp kill stuff that goes 20 feet in the air and drops wasps out of the sky with a single hit. Sprayed it on the cicada killer. That thing took off and flew away like a Black Ops helicopter just got sprayed with water. A minute later, he was back buzzing by me and I was out of there. Yeah, I'm with you. And I still don't know, Todd, did yours look like wasps? Or do they look like these cigar-shaped things that fly around, like the size of your thumb? Disgusting. Ugh. I got this one from Josh. Hey, Kevin, my sister just came back from a quick trip to Washington, D.C., where she went to the White House gift shop. She said everything that is there that's Donald Trump is full price, and everything that's Joe Biden is on clearance. Now, this is not at the White House. I don't believe. This is just a place called the White House gift shop. She asked if everything has been marked down, and the clerk said, well, it's been this way pretty much for a while. My sister said there were stacks of Biden shirts you could get for $7.99, and Trump t-shirts were $55. One more thing, Kev. I've heard you disagree with Trump about early voting. I think one reason to not vote early in some places is to not give the Democrats advance information as to the number of votes that they're going to need to create on election night. If we can get them to underestimate the number, then we might be able to steal some states late. But then you run the risk of dealing with election day shenanigans like Arizona. Yeah, I'm going to stand by what I say, and I'm not saying I'm right. It's just an opinion, okay? I don't think we know what number of people that would vote for a Republican, just something happens on election day and they don't go, that they're planning on going on election day and they don't go. We've discussed this before. You know, thousands of people get pulled over by the cops or are in a car crash every day of some sort. I mean, even if you got a little fender bender and it ties you up with your insurance agent, now it takes 2 hours out of your day and you got to get back to work and this and that, you're probably not in the mood to go vote. And it's just too easy to say, you know what, my vote won't make any difference anyway. Do you know how many people intend to go vote on election day and then say, ah, screw it, my vote won't make any difference? So we know that people who go vote on election day lean way right, that it's very skewed. So anybody that gets there and has any little problem, you wake up, let's say you wake up and your back is sore. You've got a cramp. You got a cold. Your son, you got to go pick up your kid from school and bring them home because they're sick. I mean, seriously, millions of people in this country every day have their day disrupted by real life. Some are extreme. Some are terrible tragedies. Some are just minor inconveniences. But even the little minor inconveniences can take enough time out of your day that you would scratch voting from your list. I think this is really important. I got to think there's a huge advantage to voting early now. As I've said, what I don't trust is the mail-in. If I vote early, and I think I will, I'm just going to take it over to the county election office. I'm going to go in person and vote early because it's open for like 10 days or something. I think that's important. In-person advance voting. Go do that. It will count. I don't trust the mail. I'm not dropping my ballot in the mail. I'm not doing that. I just don't trust it. I think it'd be too easy for postal workers in certain zip codes to just collect the ballots and never deliver them. I think that would be the easiest thing in the world. They work for the Democrats. That doesn't mean everybody at the post office that works there is a Democrat, but they work for the Democrats. Make no mistake about it. This is another big bloated government agency that can't even run on its own, and we have to just keep funding more and more and more as they become less and less efficient. It's not a knock. That's just what it is. The government isn't great at running things. They're not UPS. They're not FedEx. They're better than Yellow Freight. Yellow Freight is going out of business after 99 years. Trucking. America, 2023. A trucking company can't figure out how to make a profit. What? Wow, how mismanaged was that thing? Brutal. I say if you get a chance to do early in-person voting, you do it. Give it a go. It can't hurt. We're doing something wrong, and they're doing something right. So go for it. Thank you for the emails. I always appreciate getting emails from all the listeners. You guys are just terrific. All right, this is not going to count as sports. We'll get to sports in a moment. I'm going to count this one as news because this is just, but it is kind of sports. It happened with a sports radio host in Washington, D.C. at the team formerly known as the Redskins, hopefully future known as the Pigskins, now currently known as the Washington Commanders at training camp in Virginia. The first thing you don't like about this sports radio host, something that always embarrassed me in our industry, the man's name is Michael Source. On the air, he goes as Don Geronimo. So everybody in D.C. knows him as Don Geronimo. He works for, I think, iHeartMedia. He's on a sports radio station, and you've listened to this before. They send the group off to camp. You're doing your show live right there at training camp. They're describing what they see. And anytime, we used to do this in Lake Tahoe as well, you just have dead time. You cannot do a radio show in a tent from training camp, not knowing where the show's going, when a player's coming over, or what's going on. You cannot do a good show. It's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible to do a good show from Lake Tahoe. It is impossible. You're sitting there all the time. We used to describe it as with something in your hand. you know, waiting to see if Justin Timberlake's going to come over and sit down and do an interview. Or, oh, there's Al Michaels. Is he coming by? Who's coming by? You don't know. You got nothing scheduled. You're just sitting there filling airtime, hoping somebody will sit down. And you're discouraged from actually building a real show. So I would, on my piece of paper, I would come up with a list of 10 things to talk about. And I would drag my monologue. I would do a short monologue each day because you never knew where it was going. And I would keep my monologue talking. For example, today we've got about 10 things here on today's podcast. So I'd have a sheet like I have today. And instead of sitting there with dead airtime going, are we going to get Phil Simms over here? Is so-and-so coming by? And instead of just doing that and filling space, and I liked being on solo, not with somebody else. And this sounds like this show had three people on the air, all cracking locker room jokes at the same time because they don't know where they're going next. You try to fill it with something of substance so it doesn't sound like you're sitting there, your show's being held hostage all day. Clearly, these guys, their show was being held hostage. Sitting beside the field at training camp, Don Geronimo says, as a woman walks by, hey, look, Barbie's here. I'm guessing she's a cheerleader. Seems harmless enough, right? Oh, it turns out that Barbie was actually Sharla McBride, and she's a TV reporter for WUSA or one of the TV stations in Washington, D.C. Now, Don Geronimo probably should have known this reporter. She's been there a while. She's been a reporter for almost 19 years. But I don't think all there. I think she was in Philadelphia or somewhere in Pennsylvania before that. Boy, I'll tell you, I looked at some pictures of Sharla McBride. She sure looks a lot like Barbie. Now, she's an older Barbie. She looks to me like she's maybe 40. But boy, she sure dresses and brushes her hair and tries to look like Barbie. I mean, really, really, really tries to look like Barbie. And so she walks in front of him, and Don Geronimo goes, hey, look, Barbie's here. I'm guessing she's a cheerleader. Now, if she's just a lady walking around, or if she is a cheerleader, he's fine. What he said was fine. Barbie's popular. The movie's out. Everybody's talking about Barbie. There's a woman that looks like Barbie. He's fine. Oh, no, 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 no. That's not how the Washington Commanders saw it. Washington Commanders saw him in their workplace. In other words, you are here doing your radio show. You work for us by our standards. Now, remember what's going on with the Commanders and all the allegations and things that have happened with Dan Snyder and sexual harassment, workplace incidences with this team, all of the stuff around them. The Commanders immediately say, this is our workplace. We've permitted you to be here, and you're booted. You're gone. They kicked iHeartMedia out. You cannot broadcast from here anymore. You're not worthy of our workplace for making a crack like that at another member of the media, which I'm not sure he knew was another member of the media, but you can make an argument he should have. Whatever. So they get booted, and then after 2 days, iHeartMedia says, yeah, we want back at Redskins Commander's camp, so we're firing Don Geronimo, also known as Michael Source. So they fired the guy. They fired him for sitting out there with a live microphone watching Barbie walk in front of him saying, hey, look, Barbie's here. They fired him. I can't even believe how sensitive these people are. She wants you to think she's Barbie. That's not an insult. If she dresses and does her hair and walks around like Barbie, she's going for a look. She knows what she's doing. She works really hard to look like that. Look, there's probably way more to this story. I'm not defending Don Geronimo. It sounds to me like that was a douchey comment to make and silly. And he's, look, if you're not even on the radio with your real name, you're probably a hack anyway. That's just my opinion. There's plenty of those guys in sports radio. So firing him, they may want to get rid of him anyway. He may be an absolute clown, an embarrassment. I don't know. But I can't believe, hey, look, Barbie's here, get you fired. That's pretty amazing. And yet it did. Sports is brought to you by TicketsForLess.com. It is Chiefs preseason. Right now you can save big at TicketsForLess.com. Your promo code is KKHI. They've got some great packages for the preseason games. Low prices, VIPs, even club level for ridiculously low prices. Beat the heat, stay in the air conditioning, go in the club level. It's a good time. And it is clearly the most inexpensive way to to go to Arrowhead. It is also, in my opinion, it always was, the best way to take a child or a grandchild to a game. I didn't do a lot of that when my kids were little at Arrowhead because it can be rough, but the preseason games are great. There's a lot of families. There's a lot of big groups. You see little league teams because the tickets can be had for next to nothing, and Tickets for Less would like to hook you up right now. If you're looking for those seats for that season opener against the Lions, ticketsforless.com is the place to go. No fees added. And if you add the promo code KKHI, you're always, on anything you buy on their website, going to save somewhere between 5 and 15% just for using the promo code KKHI. Call 913-685-3322 or log on to ticketsforless.com. Earth Effects Outdoors is my go-to landscaping company. They've done great work for me. They can do great work for you. Whether it's just your regular landscaping needs or trying to build an outdoor kitchen or a fire pit, they specialize in hardscapes, berms, trees, ponds, water features, retaining walls, and drainage. Earth Effects Outdoor is online at eeoutdoor.com. That's 816-478-7700. And Dr. Bill Bush should be your new dentist. Go see Dr. Bill Bush and get your teeth clean. I know a lot of you don't like to go to the dentist, and you don't go every 6 months, and you put it off. No reason to now. It's comfortable. He's got a gorgeous practice. I mean, this building he's got in offices at Armor and Swift in the Northland are just fantastic. The people are so friendly and nice. They also have, he's got a dentistry in Westwood as well on the Kansas side. He's been the dentist to the Chiefs players for over a decade now, and he can be your dentist. Loves talking football. Because you can't really talk when you're in the chair, right? When he's in there and he's working away, he'll just talk about the Chiefs with you. It's fun. It's a great place to go. NKCDental.com, 816-471-2911. All right, Aaron Rodgers is a figure that a lot of people, the Jets quarterback, a lot of people hate Aaron Rodgers, right? I summarize it this way. They found out he's conservative, so now he's evil. They found out Phil Mickelson is conservative, so now he's evil. They do this to these people. They put him in a box and say, oh, this is a crank. This person's nuts. Aaron Rodgers is crazy. Does he do eccentric things? Yes. He hid out in a dark room for 3 days this offseason, underground somewhere. He meditates. He plays guitar. He goes to the beach. He probably likes to smoke a little pot and get high and get weird. Okay. So that puts him in the same category as a lot of people. But what they really found out was he knew more about the jab than they did. And that hurts him. So everybody comes after Aaron Rodgers. This isn't really about that. I'm merely setting up that I like Aaron Rodgers. Okay? I like him. I like watching him play. He has entertained me for years. I think he's a terrific player. I can't speak to what kind of teammate he is, but he took a massive pay cut. He took a $30 million pay cut, so they had more money in New York to pay other Jets players. He picked the team with the most conservative owner in the NFL to go play for. And he's in New York, and he's like, great, I'll be the bad guy. But imagine what he felt when Sean Payton, the coach of the Broncos, started ripping into Nathaniel Hackett, who was Rodgers' offensive coordinator. Rodgers and Hackett are friends. Sean Payton, the day after he made all those comments last week, and we talked about him on the podcast, that he made about Nathaniel Hackett and that it was the worst coaching job in NFL history and all the stuff that happened in Denver last year. He apologized the next day and said, man, I thought I was at Fox Sports again or something. I had no business saying that. And I believe Sean Payton was remorseful. He just got carried away. So I thought it was done. It was over. Okay, there'll be some hatred there. The Jets are playing in Denver in October. That's going to be interesting to see. But then Rodgers from training camp went live on NFL Network and was asked about Sean Payton's comments about Rodgers' offensive coordinator, former Broncos head coach, Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, I love Nathaniel Hackett, and those comments were very surprising. For a coach to do that to another coach, my love for Hackett goes deep. You know, we had some great years together in Green Bay, kept in touch. Love him and his family. He's an incredible family man, incredible dad. And on the field, you know, he's arguably my favorite coach I've ever had in the NFL. Just his approach to it, how he makes it fun, how he cares about the guys, just how he goes about his business with respect with leadership, with honesty, with integrity. And it made me feel bad that someone who's accomplished a lot in the league is that insecure that they have to take another man down to set themselves up for some sort of easy fall if it doesn't go well for that team this year. Thought it was way out of line, inappropriate, and I think he needs to keep my coach's names out of his mouth.
And now you know why I like Aaron Rodgers so much. I like people that say things. Look, I loved it when Sean Payton said something. He's been speaking out all camp. Maybe he's deflecting attention away from his team. I don't know. Aaron Rodgers certainly takes all the air out of the room. So he'll take any bullets that fly in New York. Aaron Rodgers is willing to take them for the team. There's no question about that. That's who he is. And I love his comment, calling Sean Payton insecure. And leave my head coaches out of this. I think that spoke for itself, and that's why I like Aaron Rodgers. He's right. They're all just telling the truth. Sean Payton told the truth. You may not have liked it. It may not have been very classy, but he's a truth teller. He tells the truth, and so does Aaron Rodgers. Be interesting to see the two of them on air together, just talking it out. That'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it? The Chiefs had some training camp news over the weekend. Cornerback Nazee Johnson, a second-year player, tore his ACL and he's out for the year. Andy Reid said he's really developed over the last year and was looking really good. They were counting on him. So the Chiefs have lost a corner, Nazee Johnson. It's part of the game, folks. It's how it works. They continue to amaze with some unbelievable Patrick Mahomes throws in training camp. He's the only guy that I know that's actually interesting at training camp because he just does stuff that, you know, we saw him throw the 50-yard pass and hit the crossbar. They were having a competition at the crossbar. He's thrown some wicked passes. It's fun to watch. It's why people go to Chiefs camp. So that's been fun. Unfortunately, when thousands of people gather, sometimes bad things can happen. And this happened on Sunday when Jessica Tangen was attending training camp on Sunday morning and she died. They're not saying how this happened. It sounds like it was natural causes. People have heart attacks. People have strokes. People have seizures. It can occur almost anywhere, anytime with a lot of people. The medics were right there and tended to her needs and couldn't save her. And she died, and apparently there's absolutely no investigation or anything like that. There's going to be no future comment. So I don't want to get into the business of speculating here or anything like that, and they're not going to say. But I'll tell you what it wasn't. It wasn't what the media wants you to think it was. The media wants you to think that, and this is an exact quote of the story that I read. Jessica Tangen died Sunday morning, quote, during a record-breaking heat wave, unquote, at Chiefs camp in St. Joseph. Wait, what? It pretty much rained all weekend at Chiefs camp, didn't it? We've missed some of the rains where I live in Lenexa. And it's rained 5 times in the last 13 days. It's raining again today. I checked the thermometer right before I started the podcast in St. Joseph, 69 degrees. High today of 82. Yeah, they had a couple of hot days. This was a morning practice on Sunday morning. It couldn't have been, it was in the 80s. It might have been in the 70s, but it was no higher than 80 something at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. There's no way. It was even into the 90s. What did we have yesterday? A high of 93? 94, I played golf. We teed off at 120 yesterday. We didn't get hot. Honest to goodness, we didn't really get hot till maybe the 16th hole, sometime around 4 o'clock, 4:30. Our last hour, 4:30, we played in it. Oh, it was great. We played Canyon Farms. We didn't have a group in front of us or behind us. We played in 3 hours and 40 minutes. I love it. And actually, we played slow and played in 3 hours and 40 minutes. And the last 45 minutes was kind of hot. No. And this reporting, and no matter where you read it, and they are sneaking things in this year about heat and heat waves. Yeah, it's hot in Phoenix. You know that when you sign up there. And maybe it is their hottest summer in a long time. So they had a whole bunch of days in a row over 110. Maybe it is a bad year in Phoenix. But are we having a record heat summer here? Are you buying that? I just keep seeing rain and clouds. It's great. It's a great mix. My sprinkler's been off for quite a while, and it's late July. We did have that 1 3-day stretch where I think we had 103 days in a row, which is unusual here. Sometimes we'll go 3 or 4 years without hitting 100. So maybe 100's it. But really, I mean, 98-degree days and 101-degree days, is that a thing? Is there that much of a difference? I know this. I know they're so dishonest in what they do that they would take a random Chiefs fan and her family who died at practice, and they would throw in a line like during a record-breaking heat wave, unquote. Why? What do they want? They want the family to sue the Chiefs? Missouri Western? What is it that they want? Why would you put that in the story? It's a sad enough story. The lady died. People die. I'm sorry. I cannot connect a Sunday morning practice on a weekend full of rain in St. Joe. I cannot connect that with a heat wave. Just can't be done. How about those Royals? Woo-hoo-hoo. The Royals sweep the first place Twins, and it was the Bobby Witt Jr. show. This guy just went bonkers. He hit the big grand slam on Friday night. It was so cool. The walk-off grand slam was amazing. It was really cool, and they had a big crowd out there. It was awesome. They had fireworks after the game, so the people stayed. It went into extra innings. The Royals blew a 4-2 lead in the ninth because they're not very good. And then, of course, the Twins scored in the top of the 10th to make it 5-4. And then the Royals had the bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th, and Bobby Witt Jr. hit the fastest pitch since pitch speeds have been recorded for a home run. I think it was 102 miles an hour. And it was not a strike. This thing was riding in on him. He kept his elbows against his body, his torso, and just kind of shortened it and got the barrel on the ball and pulled it to left field. After the game, he said, well, I didn't really have to extend and get much on it when it comes in that hard. The bat pretty much does the rest of it. When somebody's throwing that hard, walk-off grand slam was really cool. He just backed that up by knocking one out of the park the next day, and the Royals win again, scored a bunch of runs. I think he was 8 out of 10 or 8 out of 9 in the two games, Friday and Saturday. He cooled off on Sunday, went 1-for-4, but the Royals win again. Ryan Yarbrough went out there and pitched 7 innings, gave up 1 run. I don't know what's gotten into him. They just swept the Twins. It's the Royals' first sweep since September of last year against the Twins. That's pretty cool stuff. Royals also traded Nicky Lopez to the Atlanta Braves for a left-handed pitcher named Taylor Hearn, who immediately goes to Omaha. Royals say they like Hearn's stuff. He's got to make some adjustments. They think they know what those adjustments will be, and they're going to help him adjust in Omaha and then get him up here. Okay, so the Braves are like 80,000 games over 500 and can really pitch. The Royals are 80,000 under and can't really pitch. The Royals see a player that the Braves don't covet much and say, we can fix him. Okay. I liked Nicky Lopez. He's just the kind of guy you love having on your team. He is in the perfect place in Atlanta. He's just a guy at the bottom of the roster that you can plug in somewhere to help you in a pinch, to lay down a bunt, to go in as a defensive replacement, to do this or do that. I said when Nicky Lopez was a Royal, as much as I like him, because he reminded me a little bit of me when I played. A little bit. I had more power than he does. But he could do a lot of things for you. He could just do a lot of things for you. That's all. And so and he just had this bounce to him, and he was a happy player. He enjoyed playing the game. He played it the right way. All those things. But I kept telling my mom. She said, the Royals will be better this year. I said, not if they got Nicky Lopez written down as a starter. If Nicky Lopez is written down as a starter on your major league team, you're not very good. He's in the perfect place. He's not going to start for the Braves. And how about Nicky Lopez? How good is this to go from last place Kansas City and playing out the season for money, basically, right? Going to the team with the best record in baseball and the World Series favorite, because the Braves are favored to win it. That's going to be a lot of fun for Nicky Lopez. We are happy for him. We are very happy for him. Our final is brought to you by Advanced Medical Imaging. See what's inside. Online at medimageks.com or call 785-856-0224. You can get in today or tomorrow, no matter what kind of scan. You blow out your shoulder, they'll scan it for you. They'll work with your insurance company. You're going to find out when you need a scan that you're going to have to wait 3 weeks. They're going to go, oh, our hospital chain can't get you in for 3 weeks. Advanced Medical Imaging is there for you. medimageks.com, 785-856-0224. The new car image. Brad's getting calls every day from you folks, getting your cars restored to showroom new. And even better than showroom new, you're going to drive off the car with a ceramic coating on it. Today is the last day that he's offering the free ceramic coating. Today's it. It's the last day. If you want that free ceramic coating, today is your day. Call 816-499-1470. That's 816-499-1470. Then I think going forward, everybody's going to have to pay for the ceramic coating. They can also come to you from Belton to Lawrence. It's thenewcarimage.com. That's thenewcarimage.com. And Cross Kitchens KC is Kansas City's remodeler, online at crosskitchenskc.com. The consultation is free. Tim Cross would love to come to your family's house and sit down with you and take a look at the project that you're considering, maybe give you some ideas. They'll do a 3D rendering of what it will look like, give you a quote, and then you decide whether you want to do it. Make the call. Have him out. Say, what do you think about this project? 816-898-7047, crosskitchenskc.com. Our final is the Ford Motor Company. The Ford Motor Company has reported second quarter revenue, this is total revenue, of $45 billion and a $1.9 billion profit. So they made almost $2 billion for the quarter. That's not the stunning part. The stunning part is their losses. Ford is expected to lose on electric vehicles this year $4.5 billion profit. So, if Ford does $2 billion a quarter in profit, that would be $8 billion profit for the year, with a $4.5 billion EV loss. They could have had a $12.5 billion profit. The CEO stands by all their decisions. They're actually manufacturing a remarkable number of electric vehicles. And he says over time that the investments that they're putting in this is why they're losing. They're investing now. But over time, what Ford does, this is big. This guy's either going to remain the CEO of Ford for a long, long time, or he's going to get fired in a couple of years. He said, what we're doing with electric vehicles, we are so far ahead of everybody else that we are going to, quote, we will blow you away, unquote, with what we're doing with EVs. Their goal is to make them inexpensive, drive a long ways, readily available mass production. And they're investing billions of dollars of losses into that right now, thinking it will pay off down the road. I think a lot of manufacturers are doing that. I just am amazed that the electric vehicle market, how expensive they are and how much money these car companies are losing doing it. But they got to do it. You got to do it to survive, because if it's the next thing and you're the last one in, you're in real, real trouble. It's crazy. Ford Motors, $4.5 billion they will lose this year alone on electric vehicles, and they're lowering the price of their electric truck. They're going to lower all their prices, because it really isn't about that. It's about tooling and batteries and all this stuff they're investing all this money in, and it has been a money loser so far for almost everyone but Tesla. Tesla's stock just keeps going up, and Elon Musk has done pretty well. There it is, your final. It's going to be a busy week. Probably have a patron podcast later on Monday. We find out what happens with Devin Archer. It's a perfect thing for a patron podcast. We love doing those in the afternoon for the day's news. If you want to get those, you can sign up at kksissues.com. It's been a little slow in subscriptions lately. Not many people are signing up. I guess that's just where we are, because Netflix has the same problem, and Apple and Disney and everybody's having the same problem. So we've been slow. It's been a while. But if you've thought about joining, now's a great time. It's only $5. And we're going to have a lot of football content on there, as football season is. We got our first game Thursday night, Jets and Browns in the Hall of Fame game. So this is absolutely the time. We got a lot of great news things going on. When things happen during the day, current events, as they happen, I do podcasts sort of in real time. For patrons, I will get emails from a lot of you and say, why didn't you discuss this on the podcast today? I'm like, well, I did that on a patron podcast yesterday. So we do two or three of them a week, and we do the newsletter on the weekends. If you sign up this week, I'll send you Saturday's newsletter. I think it was a good one. I like the Saturday's newsletter. I will send it to you, and then you get everyone going forward. If you sign up, you get all the previous podcasts. You get the whole library of Patreon podcasts. They're all there if you want to listen to them. But you don't get all the newsletters. But I'll send you Saturday's newsletter if you sign up this week at kkhasissues.com.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.